Lucy on the house. Here on a summer Arizona morning, Saturday morning. Thank you for tuning in. We have an open line if you'd like to sneak in at 1-888-767-4348. Here in the 9 o'clock hour, talking about whatever project it is you'd like to try and tackle. In the 10 o'clock hour, we have Dan King from Harmon Solar coming in again. I keep asking him to come in, and he always is willing. I thank him for that. There's just so many questions about the solar industry. Does it still make sense? Is it financially feasible? Will I get a return on investment? What about leasing versus purchasing? What is this turmoil at the Corporation Commission over net metering? Help me!
Here's a new one I was going to save.
Yeah?
Listen to this.
Okay.
Christine's new to Arizona. Doesn't say how she found out about Rosie on the house, but she did, and she sent us an email. And they are purchasing a new home, and they're researching solar panels. Sales rep came out today and tried to sell us Radiant Barrier.
Ooh. Oh, man.
So, she's new to Arizona, but she ain't new to, you know. She had enough wits about her to say something's not right here. Let's get to our calls. It's John in Scottsdale. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Good morning, sir. John.
Morning. Hey, I just want to talk a little bit about one of your referral companies. It's called A Authentic Garage Door Service Company.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put a door on, so I called them for a quote. A young man named Raymond came out, and he gave me a quote. And he says, if you have any questions, call me. Don't hesitate. So a couple of days later, we're starting to frame, and I had a question. He came right out the next day and answered the question. Then another, about a couple of days go by, and the guy is finishing. He said, I want to talk to him about the finish. So I said, okay, so I called him. He came right out there again, and I haven't even bought the door from the guy. I'm so impressed. He told me about some company that they use in Arizona, keeps jobs in Arizona. I mean, it's a great company. I think it really is. He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah. A Authentic Garage is a great Rosie on the House certified service provider. And they operate pretty near statewide, so you're in Prescott.
Everywhere this broadcast is.
Yeah, everywhere this broadcast is, they'll work there. So A Authentic, you can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. John, thanks for calling and telling us about that. We get a lot of feedback from our partners. You know, if you're not familiar, you're listening to us too on the radio show, and we've been doing this for 26, almost 27 years. We've also got the website, rosieonthehouse.com, and y'all need to be aware of it because while we're not on air, it provides basically the same information we try and get you while we are on air. Rosieonthehouse.com is like an owner's manual for our Arizona homeowners. For all those years, all the questions we've been asked on this radio show are posted on that website with the answers. You simply go to our homepage, rosieonthehouse.com, and we have our own search the site search engine. Type in anything about home ownership questions you have, and it will find everything that is in this robust website. It's thousands of pages big. It is a huge website. We've been working on it for about 15, 16 years now, and just I remember when we got it. I couldn't think, why are we getting this?
Let's see how we can help Bob in Sedona. Speaking of statewide coverage, I bet you did y'all get rain, Bob?
No, very, very little up here. Been pretty dry.
Y'all probably got a pretty good afternoon show though of thunder and clouds and over the valley.
We had lightning, cloud to ground, and but no rain.
Mm. How can we help you this morning?
Well, I just purchased a new thermostat for my air conditioner, and it's a touchscreen, and I installed it, and it's working fine. It has this one function called swing, and what that is, it allows you to adjust when the air conditioner would come on in relationship to the temperature you have set, and it's in a half degree increments up to 2 degrees. And my question is, what setting should I put it on for comfort and efficiency?
Well,
what temperature do you like? If you could have it any temperature you wanted.
78 degrees usually we have.
And how old is the air conditioning unit?
The unit itself is about 12 years old, but the compressor is 5.
Okay. And it's a single unit. The house is taken care of by one unit?
Correct.
Okay. And as far as that swing factor is determining, as I understand it, and I'm not intimately familiar with it, it's just going to ask the thermostat how frequently does it want to talk to your air conditioning system. And I would tell you, who's your power utility provider?
APS.
APS. And what plan are you on?
Well, my wife is ill, so we don't have a plan, just the normal whatever. I pay for it.
You're flat rate all day long?
Correct.
Okay. Well, what you could do is set that, depending on the comfort of your wife, you could set that thermostat to where it would take the house down to 74 or 75 off peak and get on a peak plan. And then let the thermostat just rest during the rest of the time. But that swing factor isn't going to have a lot of effect on your efficiency of the unit itself.
I'm sorry, maybe you misunderstood. I don't mean efficiency of the unit. I mean efficiency of the cost combined. In other words, if I have it set at a half degree, if it's thermostat set at 78, at 78 and a half, it'll come on every time and then go down to 78. Where if I had it at 2, it would wait until 80 degrees before it came on.
Yeah, and how big a house do you have?
3,000 square feet.
And so what is that, a 4.5, 5-ton unit?
Yes.
Okay. The key is when the unit comes on, you want it to run as long as possible. So you may want to set that temperature swing differential of 2 or 3 degrees. Let it come on and cool it down. A unit that size turning on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off, trying to answer a half a degree demand is going to be very, very expensive. It's the starting of the compressor that's expensive, not the running of the compressor. Does that make sense?
You answered my question. So basically, even though it's going to run longer at, say, 2 degrees, it's still going to be more efficient than if it came on 2 or 3 times during that 2 degrees.
That's exactly right. It takes about 6 times the energy to start a compressor as it does to run a compressor. So you want it starting as few times as possible.
We appreciate the call. And, you know, that I understand the concept behind that swing, but I mean, just... That's something.
And what did he say? The compressor was 5 years old?
You could kill it by kindness.
Yeah.
And a lot of times in landscape, by overwatering, overcaring, that kind of over attentiveness might, like you said, if it's kicking on 3-4 times an hour because you're sitting there adjusting with a half a degree,
And depending on what kind of compressor was replaced just the 5 or 6 years ago, if it was with a scroll compressor, it's not quite as bad as I said there. The scroll compressor doesn't require 6 times as much. It requires a little less, but the old compressors are about 6 or 7 times. So, but regardless, what kind of compressor you have, if you've got air conditioning, trust me, you always want to undersize your air conditioner, and you always want smaller units to run longer, not larger units to turn on and off, on and off, on and off. Hey, while we're talking about Sedona, let me talk to you a little bit about the Arizona Staycation and all the people that have been getting in and participating on this thing. We've got a new winner to mention. We've got Rich from Scottsdale who won, but the last winner was Laura, and she got over to Sanderson Lincoln and picked up the MKX.
Oh.
And then she ran up to the Grand Canyon, stayed at the Grand Canyon Railway Hotel and Train.
Nice. I've always wanted to do that.
You know what? If you're, Romy, you have to do it. If you're a parent of a young child, get to train.com and if they're taking reservations now for the Polar Express seasonal ride that they do, you need to get tickets right now. That is a very, very special event.
You know, last year we said we'll do it next year when Remy's can walk. This year we're saying, well, we'll do it next year when Landry can walk.
When they can remember it a little bit better. But the trains, the winner, Laura, went up and stayed at the Grand Canyon Railway Hotel. She took the train up to the Grand Canyon. You know, the Grand Canyon Railway, it has got some beautiful, beautiful engines. The engines they've got are actually run on waste vegetable oil.
That's awesome.
Isn't it?
I know a lot of people run the BMW diesel engines. They'll run it off of that.
They do. And they're taking steam power into the 21st century while preserving the historic trains and the environment through which they run. The Grand Canyon Railway celebrates the history of vintage rail travel with several steam-powered excursions to the Grand Canyon. You, too, can ride all the way to the canyon and back behind the 90-year-old locomotive number 4960. Get started right there in the hotels right there in Williams. So just another one of the winners and the participants of the Rosie on the House staycation. You go to the website rosieonthehouse.com. You can register to become a winner by clicking on the Arizona flag Sanderson Ford icon. And when we pick a winner every month, and when we pick you, you get to go to Sanderson Ford or Sanderson Lincoln and pick any vehicle they have in the demo lot. Get it for a couple days. We fill it up with gas, give you a gas card so the trip don't cost you anything. You let us know where you want to go. Jennifer gets on the phone with lodging facilities in that area, working with our friends at the Arizona Office of Tourism. We arrange for the lodging. We arrange for the food. We give you a card to pay for the whole thing. It's your vacation. You design yourself for enjoying and seeing any and every corner of Arizona. It's the Sanderson Ford, Rosie on the House, Arizona staycation. It's one of the funnest things we do.
It is. It really is. And sometimes you just miss the obvious, because what would be a great staycation would be something along the rim.
This next weekend.
You know, maybe around the Heber Overgard area, at Bison Ranch.
Arizona,
especially if you like a little bit of Cajun food.
Arizona Crawfish Festival next weekend. We'll be broadcasting live. Are there any tickets still available?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Are there any rooms still available?
There's no limit on tickets. If the courtyard fills up, which would take about 2,000 people, you've got 20-acre lawn under all those trees. You just take your crawfish over there and eat under the tree, and live music, the Taylor Family Circus.
You about filled the courtyard last
year. Sanderson Tom Car is going to be there giving you the ride anywhere and back on a Tom Car, and you'll see why they say it, to anywhere and back when you ride one.
They're fun. They're a blast. That was the funnest thing I did all last year at the Crawfish Festival. So I'll be driving the Tom Car, giving people rides in the four-seater.
Excellent.
It's better than an e-ticket at Disneyland.
And we've already got Greg Mack went out last night and started setting traps. I'm leaving after the broadcast, so we have a couple extra days of trapping, and we've got thousands of crawfish we're ordering in. So lots of fun.